Morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I am Emma L on Audioboo, if you fancy following me on either Twitter or Audioboo. It's a Friday morning. It's a good feeling. It would be a good day. Yesterday was extremely stressful. I had a lot of personal stuff going on, and today shall be better. So I just thought I'd record an audioboo. I have actually missed the bus. I left the house too late. I wasn't feeling well, and anyway, I left the house too late, so I'll grab the next one. It's not life or death. So the next one is, I think, around 10 to 7. So actually last night, there's a plane going above me. Last night I was in bed, and I kind of went to bed early because I was completely drained mentally, physically, everything. And I was lying there, as you do, and I got this shooting pain in my leg that the muscles just completely seized up, and it was agony. And I know they say you should get up if you feel like that. Sorry, the wind is still strong here. But I couldn't even move even the slightest bit in the bed. Could not move. Now my leg, I can feel my leg and feel the muscle is still a bit sore, to be honest. But, you survive. And I wonder, are you going to have a good weekend? Do you have anything planned? Or is it just going to be a relaxing weekend in store? It's always nice to have either, really. And I know Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so I hope you all have a lovely, lovely day, all you mothers out there. And you get spoiled rotten. And it's April Fool's Day today. And that's funny, actually, because it's a day that you read all these news websites and stuff, and I think, right, X story has happened. And then you think, did that really happen? Or is this an April Fool's? And I always get caught out on April Fool's Day. Always. I always think someone always catches me out saying, do you believe this, that and the other? And I go, wow, oh my God, I didn't. And then she goes, April Fool's. I'm like, oh God. So yeah, I remember over the years playing various April Fool pranks on school teachers, on friends. And I know it's funny, but you don't want to comment on something because you think, if I comment on something, be a news article or something, or something someone says, you think they're going to pop around and go, April Fools, and you're going to go, oh God, I've been caught again. So I hope you enjoy pulling any pranks that you wanted today and having a bit of fun, because there's not enough fun in the world. We all need to have a bit of fun. And life is too short. You just don't know what's around that corner. So basically enjoy every second. And it's really quiet because everyone's gone on the bus and I haven't. So I'm kind of the only one around. So I'm going to walk to the bus stop to make sure I don't miss this bus as well. And I just hope I've got my, I was just checking if I got my ID badge. I was thinking, don't tell me I've left it on the kitchen table. But it's okay. So it's April Fool's Day. Day for all those pranksters out there. And I hope you all have a lovely weekend. Enjoy it. I always wish there was like 3-day weekends. Wouldn't that be heaven? 3 days. Then I suppose if it was 3 days, we'd want 4. But 2 days never seems enough. So as usual, I'll finish work a bit early today. And it's always nice to get out that bit earlier. And I shall look forward to it. It's kind of the highlight of the week, so to speak. So I shall catch you guys really, really soon. And if there is anything you want me to cover, or to talk about, or to give my opinion on, feel free to either, you can send me a message on Audioboo, or comment on this Audioboo, or you can actually send me a message or send me a tweet. I'm open to either. It'd be lovely to hear from you, because I love hearing from you guys. to know what you want to hear and what interests you and what would you like my opinion on and things like that. So I think I've talked enough. So I'll catch you guys really, really soon and have a good Friday. Take care. Bye.